Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Oh, they're going to roll out the red carpet, all right, and it all starts this fall out of the Mustang Corral. As today on our reports, we spend time with Edgewood AD Mick Hammett. You know, we started seeing this out at Edgewood when renovation work was complete out of the high school, basically giving it a new look. Well, now, with monies wisely budgeted, it's the athletics' turn. Part one with Mick.
What's happened is the planning people saw that some of our tax things were going to go off the books this next year, so trying to plan ahead, they were able to go ahead and upgrade some of our athletic facilities, but also they're putting money into the other buildings to keep them, the people that planned it thought we needed upgrades back there. I mean, the football field is 54 years old, and the baseball the same, and the restrooms and concessions, you know, over 50 years old out there, and it was just time to make some improvements, and I think that's going to make us a top-notch corporation, new facilities and tip-top shape, and we'd definitely pass the eye test.
Well, there ain't any question about that. And, hey, 54 years old, it's time to spruce up some things. And in part two later today with Mick Hammett, all red, please, with a little black in the end zones. Whose idea? And how's it coming along? We'll tackle that in part two, rolling out the red carpet. Reds in Atlanta tonight, game two, first pitch at 7:35. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, there's an old saying, you gotta spend it to make it work as an investment. ProTurf, all red, black end zones, out of the Mustang Corral starting in August. It's currently in progress right now. Part two, in progress here in a bit. It's called Rolling Out the Red Carpet. Our second report of AD Mick Hammett.
Dr. Wilcock, our previous superintendent here, he asked what we thought of it, and I popped up the Eastern Washington field, and they liked it. And he says, give people something to talk about, a reason to have Edgewood on their minds there. He kind of pushed hard, and so we decided to roll with it. I called a guy out at Eastern Washington and talked to him about the whole deal, and he said there's, not been any fade or anything, and, I feel confident that it's going to stay a deep red for us. I know the companies, they claim that we'll actually save money in the long run. I know when you put an initial investment out there in the close to $600,000 range, you people probably question that. But, the cost savings a bunch. I mean, to put an exact dollar on it, but definitely, they claim that it'll pay for itself. We have switched our schedule, and we are scrimmaging Bloomington North. They are now our scrimmage partner, and that's on August 10th. It is supposed to be ready for that. Our job is going the smoothest of any of them they have going on right now. We might even be a hair ahead of schedule.
That's Edgewood AD Mick Hammett. New press box, new stands, and they'll be ready to go as well. Rolling out big time the red carpet in Ellettsville at Edgewood. Don't forget tonight, the Reds and Atlanta, game two, first pitch at 7:35, and we'll have them on the air the rest of the week when they return to the Great American Ballpark against Milwaukee. I'm Joe Smith.